news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Health officials in Michigan worry the number of COVID-19 cases in the state could rise in the near future due to parties on the 4th of July. While there's been more than 66,000 confirmed cases of the virus in Michigan, nearly 53,000 have recovered. Michigan Chief Medical Executive Dr. Janae Caldoun says lately more people under the age of 50 are getting the virus.
The disease can spread like wildfire in our communities. And what we saw happen in the spring when our hospitals were at capacity and deaths were high is something that none of us wants. But we still have time to avoid a surge in cases. So I implore everyone again to please take this seriously, wear your mask, socially distance, and be responsible.
There were three additional deaths from the virus reported on Monday, bringing the total number of deaths since mid-March to 5,975. The state reported 297 additional cases of COVID-19 from Monday. It did not release updated county-by-county numbers in Southwest Michigan for the day. The Cass County Sheriff's Department is reviewing a 4th of July celebration that's gotten much attention online because of the lack of COVID-19 precautions taken by attendees. The party was at the Diamond Lake Sandbar near Cassopolis. Video shared online shows hundreds of people packed around the sandbar. The Sheriff's Department says at no time has it been in support of the event, which has been held on Independence Day each year for decades. The Sheriff's Department says even before COVID-19, the celebration caused problems due to partygoers cutting through private property to reach the sandbar. Prior to this year's 4th of July celebration, the Cass County Sheriff's Department contacted the Michigan Department of Natural Resources to ask about controlling the event with a permitting process, but got nowhere. It says it also reached out to the party's organizers and were told they had a plan to keep people social distanced. Now, the Sheriff's Department says Cass County Prosecutor's Office will be forwarded any and all possible criminal charges involved to be reviewed. It says the incident remains under investigation. Michigan lawmakers remain on break during this post-holiday week. The governor, meanwhile, continues to monitor the uptick in the number of coronavirus cases. MNN Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubik has more.
One of the challenges of being a good leader is to be able to lead the people when they may not necessarily want to be led. It's been a tough year, the governor says, on the COVID front.
This year has been hard on every one of us. We're all eager for some semblance of normalcy. But while we're still waiting for a vaccine, we must all work together to protect one another. We have to remember this is ultimately a brief moment in our history, one that requires humanity and consideration for our neighbors.
Part of the governor's solution is to mask up, but not everybody is.
Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
The State Board of Canvassers has rejected a petition to recall Governor Whitmer, saying that one of the reasons lacks clarity and cannot be proven to be factual. The recall petition was submitted by Michael Garibelli. Here's Board Member Julie Matusik speaking at a virtual meeting.
I move that the Board of State Canvassers determine that the recall petition filed by Michael Garibelli on June 19, 2020, does not factually and clearly state each reason for the recall of Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
The Board of Canvassers did approve the initiation of the legislation to repeal the 1945 Emergency Powers Act for the governor. Petition signatures will now have to be gathered before that can go to the ballot. Benton Harbor City Commissioners have opted to bring trash collection in-house. After years of problems with contracted trash collecting services, the idea of bringing the entire thing in-house was floated at a meeting last month. During a Monday virtual meeting, the City Commission formally approved the idea. Commissioner Ron Singleton was part of the study that determined the move was feasible.
A lot of the pre-work's done already. That's why time is of the essence to get going right now. And we believe if we get going now, that everything would be all set prior to this current contract ending.
The commission instructed city staff to proceed with putting a plan together. The city's current trash hauler is WeCycle Industrial Sanitation, which has been caught up in legal problems. City Commissioner Sharon Henderson has previously said she believes the contract with WeCycle can be ended with no penalty, as it has breached the agreement. It's believed bringing garbage pickup in-house would save the city money. The new model could be in place within 60 days. And the city of St. Joseph will open the Whirlpool Compass Fountain this week. St. Joe Public Works Deputy Director Greg Roadhouse tells us they've determined it can be done safely.
We consulted with the Berrien County Health Department in regards to its opening. They said it would be okay to open. Their recommendation is that we would turn the 8 large cannons off.
The 8 large cannons often attract large groups of kids to the center of the fountain so they can be blasted with water.
We will be shutting the cannons off. Those will not operate. It'll just be the 36 or so ground jets that will operate consistently. We encourage people to socially distance. We would also encourage people to keep their visits short so that other people may enjoy it and we don't get too large gatherings.
The fountain below the bluff will be turned on at 10 a.m. Thursday. The hours of operations for the Whirlpool Compass Fountain will be 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day. Grothouse notes that the operations of the fountain can be adjusted depending on how things go. WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a special light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.